I just told the lady at the register, I mean at the waitress, when I sat down, I was really in the middle of sending a text and uploading some stuff, and she was talking, and she looked at, I mean, I wasn't really paying attention to her. I just said, yeah, I was in the middle of something. And at the end, I said, look, I wasn't trying to be rude or ignore you or anything. I said, after you do something 1,000 times, you already know what's going to happen. I already know what the waitress is going to do before they do it, just like you know what the guests are going to do before they do it. And I said, the purpose of it is it's a training program. And this is a young girl. She's like 18 or something. I said, the purpose of it is this life just repeats to teach you how to become a better person. It's a simulation, and it teaches you how to be a better person. And she said, I believe that. She said, that makes sense. Really? I'm in shock. And the reason I'm in shock is because it took me a year of studying every time travel movie. I watched every time travel movie that I could find. I mean, movies you hadn't even heard of. And I kept watching them over and over. I said, there's got to be a deeper truth to this. And it started to click. I didn't even like the actor in Groundhog Day. I didn't like him. But the Groundhog Day was one of them. Live, Die, Repeat was the other one. There was a few more that were just top notch time travel movies that explained it. And what it is, time is not linear. Every day is the same. Nothing outside changes. Look out your front door. The same tree was there yesterday. So what changed? The tree's still out there that you looked at yesterday. The driveway's still out there. So what changed? What changed? The outside didn't change. You changed on the inside. You changed. You either got better or you got worse. When you went through that divorce, you either got better or you got worse. And if you got worse, eventually you got better, because if you're called by God, he's going to use the bad. He's going to take the evil and turn it for good. What the devil meant for evil, God turns for good. So whether it's a bad marriage, whether it's a health issue, whatever it is, God turns it around, and he turns it over, and he turns it for good. And the reason is, the whole purpose of this repeat simulation is the sanctification process. And if you allow the sanctification process to take place and you go with the flow of the sanctification, you become a better person. Now, you can fight against it, but you notice what happened on Groundhog Day. He could do evil and he would show right back up. He could do he could chase skirts. It all got boring. It all became, the evil became monotonous. So what he finally concluded is, I'll be a better person to help other people. I'll be a better person to help others. The gist of the time travel movies is, if you realize, hey, look what I'm in. Here's how you take the time travel movies and apply it to your life. Okay, so you get up the next day. You can be all miserable and hateful and hate your job and hate your spouse or hate your kids or hate your neighbor. Or you can get up and say, I'm going to improve myself so I can help other people. It's unlimited cycles. You can get up each day and learn how to eat right. You can get up each day and learn how to talk right, learn how to speak right, learn how to do anything, because it's a repeat cycle. Why not use the repeat and gain and benefit from it and then benefit others? It's so easy. It makes total sense, people. So the gist of it is, I was shocked that she said, I believe that, because she's 18. See the drama, the distractions, the pain, the MK Ultra, the mind control, the trauma bonds, all that's to keep you from seeing what I just said. The Draconian system, the Draco Ma, under law, the letter killeth, trauma, debt, abuse, worry, whatever it is that's bothering you, is to keep you blind to the fact that every day is a repeat and you can actually use it for your benefit. Do an experiment. Just gaze upon something. I don't care what it is. Just gaze upon it. Now, gaze upon it for about 7 seconds. Whether it's an image, whether it's a word, whether it's a picture, whether it's whatever it is, just gaze upon it. And stay aware. Put it, write it down, put it in your pocket, and stay awake, stay aware for 24 hours. And see if it don't reflect back. Usually it reflects back within a few hours. But you've got to be aware. You got to do these experiments. If you really want to wake up, you got to do the experiments. The university is the universe. The story of the cross is playing out right in front of you. It's the repeat story. And the purpose of the repeat is just like Groundhog Day, to make you a better person on the inside so you can help others, not to hurt others, not to use other people, but to help other people. It's so obvious, it's so clear, it's so right in your face. If an 18-year-old waitress can hear what I said in a split second, she said, "I believe that. Every day repeats to teach us to be better people." She said, "I believe that." If she can see it, you can see it. If I can see it, you can see it. Go watch that movie again. Any time travel movie. Watch how they became better people. Watch how any show, the main character learns to overcome. They fight their inner demons, and they overcome it. Doesn't matter what show it is. The Jessica Jones series, same thing. The script writers can't come up with anything new because the series is actually based on the cross. Yeah, there's going to be an evil person out there. Jessica Jones became a better person. She had to fight off Kilgrave. Kilgrave, notice his name is Kilgrave. Grave, kill, evil. There's always an evil side. There's a good character, there's an evil. But notice Wile E. Coyote always fails. And Roadrunner always rises up above. If they wanted to reboot the Jessica Jones series, they should reboot it in an alternate universe where Jessica Jones becomes Kilgrave and Kilgrave becomes her. That's what they ought to do. I don't think they've rewritten it yet because they can't think of anything. They ought to just flip the roles in an alternate universe. There you go, script writers. Time to reboot. But notice it'll be the same story. It doesn't matter who the character, it doesn't matter who Wile E. Coyote is. It doesn't matter who Roadrunner is. You can flip the script, but it's still the same story. It's still the same story. So you can go to a football game and you got red versus blue. Cowboys versus Redskins. They change their uniform. One says, "Here, you take our red shirts and we'll take your blue shirts." And it's the same story. It repeats. It repeats. And it becomes monotonous unless you realize you can use it for your betterment. to rise up, and not just to be selfish rising up, but to help other people rise up. Do you understand what I'm saying? Can anybody hear me? I think some people might be able to hear me this time. If an 18-year-old waitress can hear me, people should be able to hear this.